Rav Aaron Lupiansky, Shiva of Greater Washington.
Carrying the Seder in order to speak down Torah, like,
you know, like, what am I doing? But Chazakalite, probably they know what's supposed to be good. The Parsha, Chazal give us a sort of mashal for why the Parsha is sandwiched in. The Israel is sandwiched in between two parashas. And they give a mashal. And they say mashal to a melech that is, he goes someplace, zinin lefanev, zinin achreha. There are gods in front and gods afterwards. So the same thing here also, Ela Mishpatim and the dinim of Yisroel. The Pashta Pshat sounds like, you know, Sheftim v'Sheitrim. These are the Sheitrim, so to speak, for this parasha. It doesn't quite explain it, because Mela, maybe the parasha before, it has to do with the Bezdin enforcing halachas. Even though it's not talking about that type of bezin, it's talking about bezin dinu mamonis pashtas. It's being obin ishrehu. It's pashtas. It's talking about the shayftim part, not the shayftim part. Mishpatim is certainly talking about dinu mamonis. It's not talking in any special way about the dinu, the enforcing anything. It's talking to any dinim. But Chazal seem to have lumped it together and called the dinim a zainin l'fanaz achreel. So I would like to think that more specific than talking about a bezin to enforce the halachis, it's talking about the world of mishpat, le'umas the world of chayk. In other words, the aseres hadibros are given misinai. That's ke'ilu, even those that, even the chelek zman u'chaveri, but it's sort of a chayk because it's given misinai. The before and afterwards belongs more to the world of mishpat. Eila mishpatim, you can't get better than that. So it's mishpat versus chayk. But then we would need to understand in what way is the realm of mishpatim a shmira on the rest of Torah. It's ke'ilu Torah betzin could be chukim, and mishpatim serves as a shmira. I'd like to understand a little bit what's the musik of that shmira. Why would Torah get lost, and why would mishpat be the shmira on it? Rashi says, "Elos v'tashat tosim lifnehem." Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe l'tala da'it chloy ma'ashana ma'perik v'alocha shnayim ashalosh pamim ashe istur b'fiem. That's why he said, so the general thrust of Rashi is that you're supposed to give the taimim and so on, but the lashon of shulchan aruch lefneihem as opposed to be mishana halachas means as follows. I would go and I would sit down, I would teach halachas, I would make you remember the Shulchan Aruch, and I guess if you're forced to remember it, people who take a fahera on your day, if they know that the choice is either getting smicha or not, know their stuff, whether they like it or not. It's drilled in, and that's the way it is. So as opposed to that, make it a Shulchan Aruch lefneihem. What's the mile of that? If the mile is, for certain elements of psak, the timing hadavar are obviously important. You can teach by rote facts. It's dry halachas. If you want to be madame milsa, you need to understand the sugya. But that's not the mashmos. It doesn't say give them also the timing. The lashon of pasuk is ashetosin lefneihem means that instead of you having to go and to push the food into the mouth, you have a little kid who has no chesed to eat. So you just shove into the mouth. You serve food that's not so good. So you're forced to say you must eat it. But if you set the table nicely and it's very batamt and it looks like shmak and it smells like shmak, people eat it themselves. Okay? But we're talking, either way they'll know it. Either way they're going to get the food down no matter what. So if I sit down with somebody with a stick and I teach him the halach is banging into his head, he knows it. If I set it on the table and I wait for him to come over to the table, maybe yes, maybe not. If the Hadgasha would be time advarim, like it says in different place Chazal, that if you don't understand where Halacha comes from, you're blind, you can't do anything with it, I would understand it. The Ashatosim Lefneihem, the Mashmos, is as opposed to sitting and stooping it into them, make it appealing, not like enough that people should do it themselves. So what does that add? Bifrat, that it says, Godla mitzvah oisa, v'sheina mitzvah oisa. Being a mitzvah oisa, it says, because you have Yetzirah and other reasons, is a bigger mila. So we waited until Matan Torah, everybody was a mitzvah oisa. The others did because they understood, they tak understood. Now we're adding the gevaldik mail of mitzvah oisa, Kashros coming down and being mitzvah, lo yeh, and kabed, and shomer, and zochon, everything good. So now we have the mail of mitzvah oisa. So what are we looking for in the area of eina mitzvah oisa? Those are the kudos that I wanted to ponder about in Mishpatim. So let's try and understand a little bit the musig of what exactly is the Shmira from. It says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmirecha, that a bracha shlema is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give, and he also created a shmira for it. Everything in the world that we get can run away from us, can disappear, can be stolen, can be lost. So there's a special union of having a shmira. And in Torah also, if Torah is a bracha, it's the biggest bracha, we need to have a shmira. So what is the shmira of Torah? How do you have a shmira of Torah? So let's understand a little bit about the musig of things that get disattached, disengaged, and things that are shomer. Let's understand a little bit about the difference in those two things. Let's take Shlomo HaMelech's. Shlomo HaMelech's Chochmah, where he, between the two mothers that came, you know, this one had the Ben Achai, this one had the Ben Ameis. So Shlomo HaMelech understood that whoever is the mother of the Ben HaChai is going to not let anything happen to the child, no matter what. If it's her child, she feels it hurt. Owning something, possessing something, gives you a sense of self, and certainly a child. That's extreme. But even without that, the Gemara says, L'moshel in Bar Mitzvah, there's a shaila, if I have peiros that is mafkid to somebody, and the payers are rotting away, they're losing their value rapidly. We say Adam Reitzah Bekav Shaloi, Yoisim Teish Kavim Shachaveroi, that a person would rather have his, and it takes an extreme loss to make a person willing to sell his. Why? Because Bailus is something that gives you a sense of being a chelik of yourself. And a person doesn't naturally give up something that's a chelik of yourself. You don't lose it. You don't want to lose it. Chas v'sholom, Rachman al-Tzan, there are people who have faced terrible choice of losing an Ava, losing their lives. Many people schlep the process because they can't come to grips with the fact of losing an Ava. In other words, anything that a person identifies with himself, he is not letting go so quickly. That's the nature of a person. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. That a person wants to preserve his self. And self includes a wife, children, a varim. Even though a person exists without this aver, a person without the hand of Chas v'Shalom is also the same person. But it's him, his family, and the chasim. And that's why a person, the Gemara says, Boba Machteres. Incredible. If I had to ask somebody, if you'd like $1,000 in Aza, if you dray around, you'll find $1,000 on the street. No bardas would do it. But if somebody came over to you and tried to rob $1,000 from you, it's a chazal, it's a halacha, that we say a person will fight very likely the robber, even at the price of his life, because a person is not going to lose something that's his. That's the teva advar. So in terms of holding on to something, there is nothing that a person holds on to more than his self and that which is his and a chelik of a self, b'meila, an extension of himself. In Torah, if we have a chelik of Torah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's go back to the model of Torah, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chukim u'Mishpatim. The Ma'il of Chayik is, not only is it a mitzvah v'ayse, not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu happen to tell us about Kashrus, but its whole mitzias of that chelik of Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. I don't know Kashrus. I don't understand Kashrus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh, and therefore I keep it as a tzivui, and it has in itself a the maila of mitzvah v'ayse. Whatever maila mitzvah v'ayse has over, according to every shita, that's the maila of keeping chukim. And it also means that I correctly identify Torah as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But that has a built-in problem, that we can easily let go of it. If it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, if a person is holding on to someone else's thing, would I watch someone else's thing? Would I defend somebody else's chayfetz with my life? My chayfetz, Chazal tell us in Umdana, that it's very likely I will. For somebody else's, would I do it? I once saw a mice that somebody wrote, somebody, a very interesting person, wrote stories. He lived in Europe in a resort village. And many Dolim came by, and he had a chance to see Dolim on personal situations, not normal day-to-day. Very fascinating stories. And he writes about the Argadol of Minsk. He was the Dvar Avram's father-in-law. He was a godless. All right, the Dvar Avram's father-in-law is just because you might know Dvar Avram. I don't think anyone here knows they are godless. Godless was a goyin adir. And there was a fire in his house, in his bungalow, and he ran out holding a box, and that was it. And like, he asked him what the box was. He didn't want to tell him. He was very, I don't remember the how it happened, but he saw the inside of the box. And there was a collection of odds and ends. Nothing. He couldn't figure out what it was. It wasn't his Torah. It was nothing. And finally, he bothered him enough, and he told him that any time he finds an Aveda that has a Chiv Ashava, and he doesn't know where the owner is, he has a Chiv Shmira, a Chiv Deraisa, to stand and watch it. And this is this. He keeps with him. He doesn't. If he travels on vacation, he takes with him because he has a Chiv Shmira. So it's a story because only one person would do that. We would say, Nebuch, I'm not going to risk myself, Chas v'Shalom, to save somebody else's object. It's just not Shaykh. So anytime we look at it as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, it's wonderful, it's there, we get a lot of schar fit, we have tremendous covet fit, but it's not something that I've integrated and made it into myself in a way that I'm not going to give it up. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mishpatim. Mishpatim is something that by its nature, unless it becomes mine, it's not mishpat. I can't paskin. Your idea, you can echshu paskin by the book and say, this is what it says. Chesh mishpat, if you pass by the book, you're definitely wrong. You always must apply the svara. The whole Baba Kamba Mitzi Baba Aser has Baba Kamba a little more, but most of it is not psukim that yidashin. Most of it is svaras. The roiv minyan and binyan of Chesh mishpat is svaras. The whole mitzias of mishpatim, it's not just the pshat. We also know reasons for it. It's the chelik of Torah that's really Torah delay, that a person can identify with it. And in kachim in yonim and tayris yonim, we have psukim and chazal are oimed on the pshat nepasik. So the machlokes are on pshat nepasik. In the Limudim and so on, in a lot more in Chesh Mishpat in Yanim, it's a lot more Negea. The whole Svara comes from the Tana or the Amira, and B'meila, whether it's Yachloiku or whether you're like Sumchos or Abanan, whether Chazak or Yachloiku, that's Kol Kuloi Sumchos and Rabbanan. That's what it is. So the Chelik of Mishpatim is the Chelik of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be Torah delay, that we have the sense of it, that it's ours. The of all the pa'ulas we do, every activity that we do is outside of us. The person builds things, plows things, does things, they stay outside of us. We are attached to it. We have, like I said before, a sense of bailus, and we're reluctant to let go of it, and we fight for it, but it's still outside of us. There's one activity, achila, that achila is something that I take something that's outside, and it's nefach to chalbi v'dami. As long as it's in my mouth, I could spit it out. Even if it goes down, if you link subis, you can throw it up. The shayla if it's mos, not mos. So, but at some point, if the equal, it's inseparable from me. Whatever couldn't become part of me, whatever is psalis never becomes part of me. Whatever is oichel, that becomes me myself. This is why Eitz Hadas Toivara is in the form of achila, because a tfisa sichlis means I understand it this way. He wanted to be, Adam wanted to be kelekim yodea toivara, means I myself should understand with my mind. That's a pa'ula of achila. It means I've taken something that started being outside of me, and I've processed it and digested it and made it part and parcel of myself. That's why the inyan of Eitz Hadas is in the form of achila, because that's what it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't give it to them. This chelik of Torah is not there for information. The chelik of Torah that's choikdik, that chelik is meant to be accepted as Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Kimer Torah Shem Cheftzai. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. But this chelik of Torah, Mishpatim, needs to be in a way where, A, it's called an achila, Keshulchan Ha'aruch Lefnehem, very similar to that achila of Eitz Hadas, which was wrong. This is achila HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for us. And it's a tosefim means it should never be understood that it was pushed into you. It should be understood that you wanted it. If I eat because, if I sit down and my mother forces me to eat, So I may have eaten and I may feel good that I ate, but I'm very, very resentful. And psychologically, I push it away. I don't want to be forced into doing something. If the table smells good and it feels good and it's appetizing, so I ate because I wanted to eat. When I wanted to do it, I do it b'chol merits. I do it with all my cheshik and with all my enthusiasm. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah that is this Torah, the Torah of Mishpatim, needs to be given in a way that people feel that it's theirs. That's where you have to give it. So Asher Tasim Lifnei means presented them in a way that they'll get it. It's just like educationally, in terms of learning, if you tell somebody kashas and terutzim, it's okay. But if you get somebody, at psachloi, if you present somebody with information where the person sort of chaps the problem, and then you subtly hint to the person, and the person chaps the teretz, it's the ein erech, it's a whole different world of the way a person feels bound up with it, whether or not the person takes it as somebody else's or his own. A person on his own things will defend it, will stand strong on it. Someone else's is okay. So I think Chazal are telling us that in this parsha, in other words, Matan Torah be'etzem is a kofalim hakigigis. The maimon of Matan Torah is Ribbono Shel Olam was meskala in a way that no two ways about it. It's all him, and he's all telling us from Monochi to Lo Sachmod and so on. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It has the maila that we understand that it's pure emes. It has the maila of whatever mitzvah is. It has, it's lacking a shmira. It's lacking something that will keep it within us. Because as long as we perceive it that it's Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, it's going to be outside. And avad it's Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. But ein adoyme yours to someone else's. The shmira for Torah lies dafke mishpatim. The chelik of Torah that is so-called ours, the chelik of Torah that we produce with our svaras. Most of Shemesh was like that. And that's the shmir for all of Torah. Torah comes as a package, and if I attach myself to it, to mishpatim, that's how I'm mechuba to it. I'd like to just say a few words about, the Olam HaYeshivas, the model for yeshivas that we have, the Mesiris in the last 100, 150 years. It starts with a lashon, but the more the model that's close to us has in itself elements that are a little bit mafli, a little bit paladic. And it's important to understand, I guess, also as this reason, but it's important to understand, what was it? What did our Rebbeim give us over? Let me point out two or three points. First of all, the focus on these Masechtas, in many places in Hungary, Lamashal, the Masechtas they learned were Chulin, Shabbos, Brachas. Makes a lot of sense. Many more of us will hopefully keep Shabbos than become Dayanim. Hopefully even the people not Dayanim will be keeping Shabbos. And hopefully many more Shabbos than be Dayanim in Kal Yisrael. Kashrus makes a lot more sense. But become a Metzir Babashra, how many are really going to be Dayanim? So why do we put all that effort into that? We also push a lot that people should develop their own svaris. Do we honestly think that we're going to do a better job than all the achronim till now? Does anyone think that he's going to say a chabura that's better than a ksois or nesivis or whatever? I know someone like a chair said, I don't say something. If I say a ksois or nesivis, I'm dafuk. I'm, you know, big deal. If I say my shtickle Torah, I'm fantastic. Do you honestly think my shtickle Torah is better than a ksois or shtickle Torah? So, and yet there was a tremendous push for that. And that was ke'ilu, a tremendous dogish on developing that. The key word was to develop a geschmack in learning, to enjoy learning, to enjoy the experience of learning. Why? What was that all about? And the answer is, it was for this reason. There was a sense that the Torah had been presented as Torah Hashem. As long as the Torah were Yerei Shemayim, and this is the original Torah that kept, but when it started unraveling, it started unraveling. And it was lacking a shmira. And one there were different approaches to how to make that shmira for Torah. Some people felt tremendously surim and chaymes and something like that. There was a... they once asked Rebbe Meir Chadash, she was mashkir of Chavin Yeshiva. Chavin Yeshiva had a reputation of being easy about rules, regulations, being open to the outside, and so on, which some people took issue with. And they asked, is it, you know, Chazal speak about Chayma, a gather. This is parutz, this is open. And they had, that was part of their hashkaf and the shita to be more open to the world and so on. And Rebbe Meir Chadash said, there's suga b'shoshanim. You can be hedged in by roses also. A person who has a prison stays inside. A person has a palace stays inside. Both of them keep the person inside, but the palace is a lot more pleasant. You try to break out of a prison. Very few people try to break out of a palace. And he said, if I make the yeshiva enticing, and the people have the geshmak and the learning and the hashkaf and so on, that keeps inside. That was the shita hashkafa. But upon him, in the big picture, the years in yeshiva was spent on giving a person that pnimistic attachment that only seichel and das can make part of it. It's something, there's a chassidish avart, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says shalcho kaim loylam, that his paraduma remained forever. All other paradumas came and went, they finished using it, his is loylam. So they say the reason why his is loylam is because he was the only one that knew the tam of paraduma. In other words, extrapolating a little bit, if things that you be'etzem do als choyk come to an end, things that you do because you're mechubah to the tam adava, that becomes part and parcel of yourself. So the tkufa that we spend in yeshivas, if we can ask ourselves, a person who walked into yeshiva was mekabel omar shvayim to some degree. That's walking into yeshiva means I want to. I understand I have to. I understand the Rebbeinu was mitzvah. I understand this is right, and that gets a person into yeshiva. One of the most important things, most important kalim that yeshiva gives a person is to make the shmira on it. And there were shitas and hashkafas that the shmira should be done by isurim and keeping a person insulated. The focus, obviously there's always a need to have some of each, but the focus of the messiahs that we have is to make, to develop the passion for learning, that a person feels it's him, that a person feels that if he's minutic from Torah, he feels empty, he feels unsatisfied. He recognizes that his understanding and his tefisa are his. It's not forced into him, it's brought out from him. Everyone has a nitzos alekayim mimal, and if a person learns right, it brings it out in it. So, Bez Hashem, we should be zeichen that kufin yeshiva, we should hear the aseres hadibris, we should be mekabel the Torah, and we should be zeichen to make that shmira, the mishpatim lefaneh, mishpatim achera, the zayin lefaneh, zayin lachera. The shmira is by making things shulchan aruch. If a person really understands something, a person works and understands something, if a person understands and enjoys the learning and gets that gishmak, that is a tremendous chibur, a tremendous shmira. And once achila, it starts as a shulchan aruch fun up. Once you ate it and you were ma'akal it and you digested it, there's no way you can separate it from the person. It has become the person, and that stays forever, Be'ez Hashem. And that's all.